to the Adam Fawcett Show, live from La Costa Mexican Restaurant. Now, welcome the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, BB Comer Sports Network's Greg Wyckoff.
Good evening and welcome in as Greg Wyckoff is just sliding in here like a train, like a locomotive. Brother, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, buddy.
Am I on?
I say morning because it's been that kind of a day.
Well, I left the radio station, and there was a police officer over by your truck, and I guess they're looking for somebody, so I had to make sure your truck was okay, too, so it is.
Well, I mean, you know, they can have it and the payment and everything that goes with it if they want. But, hey, welcome into the Adam Fawcett Show. Greg Wyckoff, Dave McCurley, and the man, Coach Adam Fawcett. Coach, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing all right.
That was a delayed answer.
Well, though. You know, I just, yeah, I don't know. I stuffed my face with some chips and cheese, and, you know, this is one of my favorite days of the week. Just coming here and hanging out with you guys and, you know.
Seeing how many bowls you can stack up over there.
Seeing how many bowls I can stack up over there. You know?
I remember it used to be like plates at the Pizza Hut buffet.
Oh, man.
You know, but now, you know, I enjoy coming and listening and especially being on. Tony's not going to be here tonight. He is okay. And by the way, I want to welcome in and say congratulations, Stetson Strickland. Into the world this last weekend, Coach Fawcett, Tony's great-grandson.
Great-grandson.
How about that?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Tony's old.
He is old. And I'm right there behind him, man. I'll be a day older tomorrow.
Tony.
But, hey, I wanted to tell you, though, this week kind of – I'm having a smile because last week when you guys played on Thursday night, I had something to do and I was able to listen. And for the first time, I was able to hear Michael Giddens do a halftime interview. He was either hurt or was scared or was walked away from. But my man Giddens was glad he got you.
He got it. He got an earful.
And... but you didn't hear the radio part of it. Tony, yeah. Tony was telling him, go get him, go get him. Michael, go get him now. Go get him. Oh, that was
and that
fun.
Was on the radio?
On the radio.
All right.
Well, Coach, very good Randolph County team that came in, but you told me in your Coosa Valley Medical Center one-on-one interview earlier this week that y'all made them look a lot better than what they really were.
Yes, no doubt. Like, it was, you know, you don't want to take away from them. They're a solid team, but – like, when we can't do the basic things and we can't execute the simple things, and getting a kid to understand that I will take your best effort wrong before I'll take you doing nothing at all.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And, like, getting a kid to understand that is really, really tough right now. And, man, we've talked about it and kind of – looked at different ways and methods and things like that, but like until the kids can be self-motivated and the kids can have some pride in their effort and some pride in what they're doing in their product, you know, it's a very, very tough road. And those guys have to accept that role, you know, like they have to got to get some grit, man. Got to get some.
Well, it's tough because, like Coach, like you said, for it all starts at the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. And for offense and defense, if you're not winning that battle there, it's going to be tough for your linebackers, defensive backs on defense. And then on offense, it really makes it hard on your quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Your quarterback and your running back.
Yeah.
Because it was tough sledding for your son, Coach. He didn't have any time. So
yeah, and that's the you know, you look at our one offensive touchdown from last week. That one offensive touchdown was a pass from Max to Christian Jemison that was great route, great pass, and guess what? We had time. Had time to throw the ball. And it was bang, bang. Like, we that's what we drew up all week was that, you know, like that specific play. We're like, hey, this is where it's going to be. You execute up front, don't have to run for our life, then we can execute that. And we do. So, you know, that becomes the frustrating part of it from a coach's standpoint, from, you know, Coach Pike is our offense coordinator. His standpoint is, you know, we draw this stuff up and it doesn't like we have to execute it. We mm-hmm. have to make sure that it is executed and that you do the things that you have to do to make sure it's executed. So you just it's so stinking frustrating. And you go back and you look at, you know, for me, I go back and assess, all right, this is, you know, maybe I need to do this differently, or maybe we need to do that differently, or different things like that. You know, what can we do from a staff standpoint to get more out of them, you know? And we've tried, listen, we've tried being bad cop, we've tried being good cop, we've tried sharing the roles, and some of us be bad cop and some of us be good cop. You know, we've been just brutally honest and we've been utterly nice. And it's just, you know, other than you know, putting arms around each other and circling up and singing Kumbaya, we've tried everything. And we get some really good days and we get some really bad days, you know, like yesterday we have a really solid practice and the kids are bouncing around, moving around, so that. And then today it's like, you know, we're puttering through just to get by. And it's the same ones that, you know, hey, you owe it to yourself to give effort. You owe it to yourself to practice hard and to prepare and to get ready and do the things that you have to do. So and I always try to relate this back to life. Like, you know, if this group is going to be successful in life, they've got to get a lot better at handling adversity. Get a lot better at embracing the suck and dealing with things that are hard, because that is, in fact, what is ahead. So,
I appreciate that, Coach, because you're not looking at just a football player. You're looking at that dad one day mm-hmm. that has kids, and then when something bad happens. What are you going to do? You're going to fall down and not stand up for your wife and kids, or not going to be able to provide for them?
Mm-hmm. Well, you made mention to me something, and I won't mention any names because you didn't at the time, but you made a comment to me the other day that really resonated with me, Coach. You said, I had rather see a seventh grader busting his rear end, giving me all he's got, but he's getting whipped.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll just say a junior or whatever that's not giving me but 75% effort. Mm-hmm. You'll take that seventh grader, and I think your message in that with me too is that you learn more at a younger age. Adversity, mm-hmm. you know, when you put that seventh grader in there, when he gets to be a senior, he's going to remember those mm-hmm. times that he got whipped as a seventh grader. And it's the same thing with a lot of upper class now, when they go to be men, when they go to get a job, when they go, you know, whatever, college, whatever the case may be, they're going to be getting whipped at times.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. You want to see the toughness in them. And, you know, again, seventh grade, eighth grade, those young kids, you know, like we've gotten more and more apt to throw them in the mix. Hey, jump in there. Throw so-and-so in there. He'll give everything he got. He may weigh 120 pounds, but he's gonna latch onto a guy's leg and hold on for the ride, you know. So we're all about, you know, as a staff, hey, we're all about giving them effort or giving them opportunities to show effort and to get those reps in. And you're right, you learn so much from that. You know, it was a long, long time ago, but I remember being a freshman in high school and in Barnesville, Georgia, and Danny English and Scott Smith beat the dog out of me every day. Like, just, you know, like it got to the point where like they would feel sorry enough for me to help me up every once in a while. So, but every day, you know, they would beat the dog out of me, you know. And then even at the collegiate level, the first padded practice I had in college, this guy ran through my face. I was an offensive tackle, and this guy ran through my face and put me on my back, and I was like, whoa, I want to go home. You know, and then he did it again, and he did it again, and then they moved on to somebody else. And, you know, after that practice, he came and got – he was a sophomore and a starter, and he was like, hey, let's go. I was like, where are we going? You know, like, let's go to the calf, we'll eat. And, like, since that day, we were friends, you know. We're still friends. We live in different states, but we're still friends and communicate and things like that. But it's just that – it's like that rite of passage. It's like that earning it. Like we got to get back to – in whatever it is, we've got to get back to earning what we get.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get back to earning everything. Not, oh, give it to them just because, but earn the things that you have. And that's a key, man, that's a key thing. And, like, and the hard part is, like my two sons are spoiled brats, too. Like, and, like, they have to earn, like, you know, this is kind of a debate sometimes in our house. Hey, earn your keep. Earn what you're supposed to do. Like, you didn't have to pay for the cereal or the milk. You can put the bowl and the spoon in the dishwasher, you know.
I get you. Trust me, I get you.
You can start the dishwasher.
That's right.
I tell you what, we need to step aside, take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Adam Fawcett Show.
Are pests bothering you at home or work? Alabama Termite and Pest Control can help. Whether it's rodents, termites, bugs, or hornets, they'll handle it quickly and safely. Call 256-378-6903 for a free termite treatment estimate, or stop by their office in Childersburg. Proudly serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties. Don't let pests take over your space. Call Alabama Termite and Pest Control today and get your home back.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets. Fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team, with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Adam Fawcett Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union B.B. Comer Sports Network. Driven by Toyota of Sylacauga. Worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
I'm like, where are they now? It was like some of those 90s Braves
times. Welcome back to La Costa here for the Coach's Cantina. Coach Adam Fawcett on right now. And I tell you what, any dinner combo that you want, if you tell them you want the Coach's Cantina special, that dinner combo is $8.99, and I don't know how much what Max just got to eat, but that's a big old plate of food there, Greg Wycombe.
Well, it is. I'm more concerned about the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 bowls that Coach Fawcett has emptied over here.
Max, Coach, Max helped with three of those.
Coach, I wasn't going to tell that on you.
It's all right. I can eat chips, salsa, and cheese every day.
You and me, brother. You and me.
Throw in some wings, I'll be set. Like,
hey, listen, before we get out of here, we do have to talk about a football game that's happening Friday night as the guys go down to Dayville. I asked you this the other day. I'm going to give you the opportunity to talk to our audience about this right now. Compare Dayville with somebody that you played to this point. Are they more like a Vincent, maybe Randolph County?
A lot like a Beulah.
Okay.
A lot like a Beulah. They've got athleticism. They've got some size. They're going to do a couple of different things. They give you offensively, they give you a bunch of different looks and try to throw some eye candy at you. And that worries me a little bit. Like, we've got to get past the eye candy and make sure we stay on task with what we have to do and doing our job and reading our keys instead of getting caught up in all that. So, defensively, you know, last year defensively, man, they just brought the house, and we've got to be able to kind of figure that out, because I figure that's going to happen again, and we've worked on that a little bit, and got to feel like we have a plan in place. Excuse me for that, but you know, as I'm such a broken record, it comes down to execution, and yeah. You know, as we round out the season, I think you have to look at big picture of things. They're 1-6. We're 1-6. They're 1-3 in the region. We're 1-3 in the region. And we've both beat the same team. So that's our commonality.
You're talking about this year?
Yeah.
They haven't beaten us yet. Mm. Their one win must be against somebody else. We haven't played Dayton.
Oh, you haven't played Dayton? I thought y'all did. No. Oh, they beat Beulah.
That's right.
That's right. Okay.
That's right.
For some reason, yeah. I thought Chillsburg played them earlier in the year.
We've got them next week.
Okay. That's my fault then. So, but one region win. So a lot of similarities there. And played a tough non-region schedule. We played a tough non-region schedule. So,
yeah. I can say y'all played one of the tougher non-region schedules in this state.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And look. Speaking of that tough non-region schedule, like, you get to week 10 and stinking Thorsby. I messaged Coach Davis last week, and I was like, hey, congrats on a great season. Y'all are, like, rolling, because they just beat Thomasville. They're, like, 6-0, 7-0.
Yeah.
I was like, what a terrible time to schedule you in non-region. Thanks a lot. You know, him and I have a good relationship, and you know, he messaged me back, and he's like, "Well, Coach, we're playing pretty good. I didn't know that we were going to play this well this year, or whatever." But yeah, non-region, good Lord,
and that's a place. I don't want to cut into Greg's time here with you, but that's a place that I know from my kids playing at Fable. Thorsby, I don't care if it's football, basketball, tiddlywink. That's a tough place to go play. Get a place.
Oh yeah, tough place to play. So. But, yeah, you know, going to Dable is a tough place to play, too.
Yep.
And let me tell you, it's changed because they put a field house in that one end zone.
Mm-hmm.
But years ago, when I was at Chillsburg years ago, mm-hmm. there was houses in that end zone.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And they'd get in that end zone and tailgate and, quote, unquote, have a good time. And, boy, they would get on you good. And the visiting team, they would get on you.
And some of that stuff they was partying with filtered down to the field, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Yes, no doubt. So, you know, it was.
I remember that.
If you weren't buzzing, you were buzzing. So, so yeah, it was. And it was rough, man.
It was.
And, you know, I don't want to go back to years before, but when I was at Childersburg, had some great years at Childersburg. Zach Lightsey was my quarterback.
Yep.
I officiated Zach Lightsey's wedding.
Great man.
Yeah, great guy. Sales insurance in Chillsburg. But him and I talked quite a bit, and he always brings up some of the same stories. And he said, I'll never forget when we're standing at Dadeville, and you put your arm around me, and you said, Zach, you know we're wearing the white jerseys, right? Because he had thrown like 3 interceptions in the first quarter. So –
I was calling that game, Coach.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, but yeah, that was one of those times. But man, we got to show up. You know, Comer Tigers got to show up, and you know, one thing I want to go back to, and I try to resonate it with these guys, and I'm gonna have to call on some reinforcements moving forward. You know, Julie Bassett is probably one of the best Comer historians there is. And she's already told me she'd help me out. But, you know, looking ahead to next season and realignment and all that other stuff, man, we're going to look at going back into our roots and going back into, hey, why Comer is Comer,
mm-hmm.
And getting back to some blue-collar ways and getting dirty and working and things like that. Like, I think there's no premium for hard work, and we've got to get back to that stage. I think as a whole, you get fat and sassy off the previous success, and these guys that we're depending on to play now have never had to work for the success. They just saw it, and you know, some of them, like in Max's class, some of them that had played all the way through, you know, hey, we won the region, we got a T-shirt, we're still in the sidelines, you know, we were ERWs, eat, ride, and watch. But they've never had to, like get out there and actually put in the effort to be successful. They got some mop-up time and some, you know, some time when in non-meaningful snaps. And I think that's affected it a little bit. I think that is, you know, from the standpoint of, hey, we got to work for it, we've gotten a little soft on that. So.
Well, it has, Coach, because those teams played in 2A football.
Mm-hmm.
And then these kids get the welcome to 3A, and it's two. Yeah. It's a big step. Two to three is a big step.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and then you also think about, like, what you were talking about with your non-region mm-hmm. schedule. You got 3A Piedmont, who probably is like a 5A Piedmont, mm-hmm. if the truth be known.
Yeah.
And you got 1A Wadley, who could beat probably just about 90% of the teams in the state of Alabama, mm-hmm. no matter what the classification is.
I think Wadley could play a quarter with anybody 1A to 6A.
I'm willing to bet you that they could beat a lot of 6A teams. Mm-hmm. Some. Maybe not all. But
I think just – you know, because they're playing so many guys both ways,
yep.
it would take a toll. But I say a quarter or a half, 1A to 6A.
And then you think about it, you throw that second non-region game in there in Vincent, who's mm-hmm. having a whale of a year this year. Mm-hmm. They're going to make the playoffs and be in, you know. So, I mean, you played a very tough schedule, and I know you keep bringing up Chillsburg, and I call for Chillsburg. You talked about the youth.
Yeah.
You know, God bless Coach Matt Zedeker, who's going to be in here in a few minutes. You know, they've had like 7 or 8 dismissals mm-hmm. over the last 2-3 weeks. Yeah. And he's had some 7th and 8th graders that mm-hmm. are getting thrown into the fire. And you know what? They're playing hard.
Yeah. And that's something, like, I think it's got to be noted. Like, you know, people are going to have their opinions no matter what of whoever. There's people that have opinions of me or whatever. You know, I tell our guys all the time, look, no matter what happens on Friday, I'm going to put my Comer gear on Saturday, and I'm probably going to go to Walmart, or I'm probably going to go somewhere in a store, and I'm going to walk around, and I'm still going to hold my head high, mm-hmm. and people can choose to talk to me or not talk to me or talk about me or whatever, and I'm going to be okay. And there's still people that are, you know, like I still feel like there's a good support system and people understand all that. But speaking for, like, you know, Coach Zedeker and even John down at Fayetteville, Coach Limbaugh, you know, they've had ups and downs in the past. Mm-hmm. And this year they're riding a wave, and they've got some older guys, and it's a hot time to strike. And they're going to be in the playoffs. But it's important for people to know and understand, like, you've got some good guys that are leading these programs. And at the end of the day, like, I've said this before, but at the end of the day, you know, you're not going to be judged on what you did as a player or a coach, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, my initial goal was, man, I wanted to be in the Hall of Fame. I wanted to be, you know, something great. I wanted to be, you know, all this other stuff. Man, I just want to, like, do it right, you know. Yeah. I don't want to lose, but I want to do it right. And I haven't always done it right. I've made mistakes this year.
I wish
I could do things differently.
We all do. You know, and all those guys you mentioned just a few moments ago, Greg, they were all there supporting Coach Adam Fawcett when he played for the 3A mm-hmm. the 2A state title at Jordan-Hare. You know, your John Limbaughs, your Johnny mm-hmm. Johnsons, you know, all of those guys come together. This county's got a group of coaches that are doing well. It may not show up in the record book tonight or tomorrow night, mm-hmm. but where it's going to show up is exactly what you've been talking about for so many years, Greg, and what you've been talking about this year, where it's going to show up is 5 years down the road. What kind of a dad, mm-hmm. what kind of an employee is this young man going to be that played football for you?
Yep, no doubt. No doubt.
So what have you got to do to beat Dayville?
We got to have some explosive plays. We got to have offense. We got to have explosive plays of over 10 yards, you know. We can't have excuse me, we can't have negative plays. Like, we can't get behind the sticks early. We can't have letdowns. We can't have just the stand arounds, you know, like the effort part, especially in the front, you know. So we're looking for explosive plays. And then defensively, we've got to get 11 guys to the ball. Like, we've got to get – that's – today was – we did numerous up downs because 11 guys didn't sprint to the ball. And, boy, were they upset. But I loved it, you know. But you got to get 11 guys to the ball. I don't care where you're from, you know. Coach, the ball was thrown to the other sideline. So? You can sprint to the other sideline. Get there. What if he breaks out? What if the ball's fumbled? There are numerous things that could happen. Sprint your butt to the ball. So we got to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. Special teams have got to be special. Our special teams, golly, we either do something really, really good or really, really bad. Like, there's no in between. Look at Coach Z bringing me a spider pad for a guy. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. So, but that's for one of my injured guys. So, and coaches help each other out too, because I didn't have one. I ordered one. It's not going to be here for 2 weeks. Coach Z had one. I got it. He put CHS 12 on it, though. That could mean Comer High School.
It could. Who's number 12?
Tank. Yeah, Daylon okay. Borden.
Mm-hmm. All right. One more question, Greg, before we get out of here.
Well, Coach answered my question because I thought he was going to dip out of special teams. Whew. But he brought it up. You know, he talked about offense, defense, and he paused for a second, and then he talked about special teams. Because, like you said, Coach, it's been good, and then it hadn't been so mm-hmm. good.
Is there ever a time as a head coach that you would just decide, hey, we're just going to kick this thing out of bounds?
Yeah.
I kind of asked that because Max is over here laughing. What are you laughing about, man?
What are you laughing at? You're the punter.
No, I'm not talking about punting. But
I know.
During the course of a year, you see teams that just have a hard time covering kickoffs. And
like, we don't know where it's going to go, you know? Like, you know.
Is that true, Max?
Like, you can literally – even the Noah Wimmer days, Noah – don't kick it to so-and-so. Noah's going to kick it right to him.
Yep. Like, so you started using that reverse sociology on him, didn't you?
I tried. Now, Noah Wimmer will tell you to this day, some of the best butt chewings he got was when he kicked it to the wrong person. You know? Hey, I saw him last week. He said, you yelled at me during the state championship game. That was on TV. I was like, I know. You didn't. You kicked it to the wrong person. Like, golly.
Oh, man.
Listen, if nothing else, boy, we're candid. I tell the guys all the time, like, you better remember these stories and tell them years and years from now, because there's some doozies. There's some stories that I wish they wouldn't tell, and then there's some stories that are pretty funny that I don't even recall. But, man, the memories over however many years I've done this are a lot of – there's a lot more good memories and bad memories, and man, I don't know how many more years I got in me, but I'll keep giving it heck until I'm done. So,
well, I did get 67 or 6-7 down.
6-7.
Yeah, I did get it down. I went home and had to study, but I know
right.
now.
All right,
I'm lost on that one.
These kids, man, they think it's the funniest thing in the world.
Well, Coach, you know, the record doesn't show it, but you're doing a great job. We're going down to Dadeville. I'm wearing my lucky stuff, so I'm wearing my hat. I can't tell you what else I'll have on, but we won last year when I did it, so all right. I'm bringing it with me. So for you, have a great trip down. God bless you, your coaches, your players, and we'll see. We'll go down to Dadeville and see what happens.
That's right. I appreciate it, guys.
B.B. Comer and Dadeville Friday night on Mix 106.5. Greg Wyckoff, Tony White, and our own Michael Giddens. So, Coach, good luck. Max, you stay safe, and we'll be back here next week.